Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True straight ahead.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. All kinds of things to talk about today. We're going to be doing a deep dive into the Colorado Republican Party FEC filing. Turns out, just after a few months in office, Chair Britterhorn, thank God for unity, because we certainly don't have any money. We're like $20,000 in the hole. We'll take a deep dive into that. Also, just before we came on the air, the Department of Justice announcing it's going to convene a grand jury.
Right.
Yeah, to look into the Russiagate thing. And we're hoping here to get Greg Rabideau on. He's an award-winning filmmaker and author. He had a column out, Making Golf Great Again. He's with us now. So there we go.
Great.
Making Golf Great Again. Hey, Greg, thanks and welcome back to the show.
My pleasure. How are you guys doing?
You know,
we're great.
Great. And your column struck a chord. So we have a 14-year-old son who's really a pretty darn good golfer. And all we've done all summer, we've traveled the national tournaments. He's trying out right now for high school. Golf has become our life. But your column is just really right on in terms of the way the kids do it. And Chuck is, by the way, a country club Republican golfer.
Golfer, not a country club Republican. A country club golfer. But before we go into that, Greg, I went back and looked at your kind of page, and you noted that when you were 10 years old, you saw an old movie with Yul Brynner and Brigitte Bardot, and you decided that you will rewrite the script. You said, I'll change it a little bit. Do this, do that, or change it a lot. I guess that's Orson Welles-like, but what's even more amazing about that, so I went on a non-Google AI search and said, all right, what's the Yul Brynner, Brigitte Bardot film? They said, there is no such film. It doesn't exist. So then I went on Google and they said, aha, yes, it does. It was a testament of Orpheus. And Yul Brynner didn't have a credited role. That's why the other one didn't find it. It's not credited.
So much for AI.
And Brigitte Bardot was a cameo performance. This is a movie by Jean Cocteau, the famous film director. And it's just a kind of movie that's 180 degrees away from Happy Gilmore, too. I mean, it's artsy. It's a pan to himself. It's very avant-garde. And if you were a 10-year-old, that you could get through the movie, much less decided you were going to rewrite the script, is amazing.
Yeah, and I still think most avant-garde films probably need to be rewritten, and now I'm a lot older than 10, but that's okay. Good sleuthing work on your part.
Well, talk a little bit about Making Golf Great Again, because I know there is it's a big business, right? You've got Top Golf, you've got golf simulators all over the place. Every week we go out and there's, 100 some kids in the tournament that our son is in.
We have a couple that have a child, a girl the same age as Rev, and she doesn't play golf. They still go to Top Golf for her birthday. That doesn't matter.
All right.
Just smack the balls around and have fun there. I mean, golf has become the universal sport of the masses.
Yeah, no. To both your points, it's kind of like, I think it's fast becoming, if not already there, of what bowling used to be years ago.
What bowling? The beloved sport of bowling.
Yeah.
Today.
What do you mean?
But when you go to something like a Top Golf, you've got your own little bay there with your friends, concessions, food, drink. You can play at night. You can mess around, do the driving range. But it's become much more of, like you said, an every person sport. And it was clearly not always that way. And then I just love how film over the years has sort of mirrored this infatuation that people have had with it. but then also intimidation by a lot of people because they didn't see it as a very accessible sport. You know, it used to cost money. It still does. Obviously, for different clubs, tee fees, the clubs, it's not the kind of sport you just wake up one day with no training, go, yeah, I'll go, yeah, I'll go master the course. I mean, it takes a lot. But now, I love how films, you know, Caddyshack was one, but then the Happy Gilmore really struck a nerve with so many people that thought, okay, this is bringing it, like you said, to the masses. And then there was such a long period interim. Because Adam Sandler claims that he just wasn't fond of the scripts, because there were a couple scripts offered to him to do a sequel earlier. But a lot of things happen in Hollywood. The money has to be right. Yeah. The cast has to be right. The timing, the market, the distribution studio, all these things come together like a constant.
And Adam wanted 60 plus million.
Yeah.
So that
yeah, I mean, no, and then it's streaming, you know, just yeah. like golf coming to the masses, streaming. And so many subscription services are coming to the masses and a lot of folks where different entertainment wasn't accessible either. And right. I'll just put one more sort of ball off the tee on it, which is films for like indie filmmakers like myself and my folks. We have a lot more audience ways to and paths to get to audiences that we never did before. So it's not necessarily just the huge blockbuster, you know, Superman type movies that have to make $750 million to be seen as a success. And it wasn't always that way, as you know. If you didn't get the green light from pretty much the big three, at least in Hollywood in the US, you weren't making your film. Your film wasn't going to see the light of day.
And you know what else too is going on? Again, because our son is 14, and I recommend this to anybody, whether you're a golfer or not. If you want to go on YouTube, Bob Does Sports. Are you familiar with that? Fat Perez and Joey Cole.
Yeah.
And Joey Coldcuts.
Joey Coldcuts. Come on here right now. Joey Coldcuts.
It's like, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, who's got like 2.4 million followers on YouTube. They have like about half of that. He begs to be on their show, right? He's pro golfer. He's like, please, Joey, please. Please, Fat.
Please have me.
But if you're not a golfer, they're hilarious when you watch these guys because they kind of play the way that a lot of
every guy's play.
Yeah.
You're drinking beer, you're betting, you're screaming,
yep.
you're kicking your cart, you're, you know, all the awful things that men are like.
It would never actually used to show in golf, right? Now they show.
Well, I mean, to be fair now, and part of the bringing it to every person, not just men. We live, the last several years, we live close to golf courses. And I got to tell you, I see as much women as I do men.
Yeah.
And men do not have not cornered the market on saying naughty things when they miss their shots, swinging golf clubs, and generally being able to hold their own liquor, either during or after the 18 holes. So
when we played yesterday, in preparation for
the high school tryout,
and we
your prep work.
Yeah, we did our prep work, and so we get there, and on the 11th hole, there's this guy by the porta potty throwing up.
Just throwing up,
and we're going, all right, every man, yes, we've come this far. So they're over drinking to such an extent while in their cart that they're now chucking it. And it was kind of like,
maybe
America golf has succeeded. We've reached the pinnacle of greatness.
You know, though, Greg, you bring a good point up about women. And I'm just going to say this from having spent my entire summer attending golf tournaments, again, even national ranked.
International
tournaments. If anyone out there has a daughter or a granddaughter, I would get them into golf because there still are at these tournaments probably
10 times as many.
Well, at least one third of the girls. I mean, and if you are even a remotely interested, halfway decent girl golfer, you could clean up, I think, really.
You got a scholarship.
Oh, no, I would agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I teach adjunct faculty and politics and film. And so some of the courses and some of the students, I get a lot of different majors, but I get a lot of student athletes. And I've gotten a lot of volleyball players. I've gotten a lot of swimmers. I get a lot of track and I get a lot of golfers. And in South Carolina, of course, you know, golf is huge. And there's so many golf courses. And so I've had the chance to get to know several of the female golfers. And they were saying kind of your experience that their parents got behind them with the golf really early on. They supported them. They brought them to tournament. I mean, it's no different than, you know, the stories you hear about the mom or the dad or both bringing the kids, you know, early, getting up early, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, driving in these tournaments, driving to practice, always picking them, whether it's soccer or whether it's hockey or whatever the sport is. And they said, you know, it got me scholarships. And it gets me to travel all over. It gets to meet a lot of people. And golf is such, I mean, we kid, of course, because it is a lot more accessible than ever before. Yeah. But it develops so many good skills when you do take it seriously, like your son is. You really can develop so many good skills. And the biggest thing I see with the students that do it versus the students that don't, focus. Focus and discipline. The golfers and some of the other students who play sports, they just know that to be good at some does not happen overnight. Even with AI, even these days of AI, you got to put the time in and practice and get that discipline and focus, which are, I think, just tremendous
Huge.
Attributes to
well,
have.
Well, another thing that's different about golf than when I was a kid, and I was, you know, I would play at a country club and I went to a preppy school, a prep school and stuff. And so sometimes I'd be, you know, walking along with my clubs, heading over to the golf course. And I'd say 2 out of every 4 or 5 times, somebody would stop by, scream by as I was going by, going, "Fag, fag." And I'm going, "What?" Not that that's bad, remind you, that's okay. But certainly
they
now.
They weren't British asking you for a cigarette?
Yeah.
But now every football player in the world, that's all they do is play golf. You know,
no.
Beg to play golf.
You know,
no, it's.
I was going to say, back to the film thing, it is kind of interesting. So we've been watching the one, and it's a cute one. Again, even if you don't like golf, Stick, right? Have you seen that? And it's on Netflix. But it's a story, but it's kind of like the Happy Gilmore. I was reading a thing in somewhere where it was ranking. So they have all of these pro PGA Tour players apparently appear in Happy Gilmore too, and they were kind of rating their performance. But even in this one, you had like Max Homa was in it and somebody else too, you know. And I gotta imagine, so I mean, if you're a pro golfer, I don't know what would happen if you were Jack Nicklaus and they're like, "Hey, do you want to be in Happy Gilmore or something like that?" I don't know what
sure.
they're but now these guys are like, "Sure, I'm there," even if they have like one line or something like that.
Yeah, that is such a great point because, you know, for years, one of the things that really helped the NFL, for example, was when the NFL kind of gave permission to some of their stars early on to start doing some cameos and other things. And then you had some ex-NFL players, former NFL players, that went on to become actors. Roman Gabriel, for example, used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Rams. Good-looking guy, younger guy when he retired and he got into Hollywood. And it started to see, you have this kind of trend where you started, like you said, see these celebrities or athletes be okay with being seen in other movies, that it wasn't frivolous and some it didn't hurt their brand.
Right.
You know, now you see golfers, and it has become so popular, and golfers have their own following like never before, that it's not just the legendary icons, the Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Tiger Woods. It's so many golfers have a following, and they have cult favorite films, whether it's, you know, Kevin Costner film, Ting Up, or whether it's with Owen Wilson or the Happy Gilmore. And there's in Hollywood, hey, it's successful. So they're green. I already know and have heard of projects in development. They've already given the green light to for more golf. So we're going to see more golf, not less.
Wow. Let me.
Well, but as Julie mentioned before, there now is a huge following for Fat Perez, who's a pretty good golfer, but, you know, nowhere near professional level, or Joey Colcuts, who I could beat. I mean, it's just they have their own followings now. You don't have to be a great
millions.
Golfer to have an entire cult following of golfers. You can kind of suck.
So that goes to your point, though. It makes it so much, it kind of expands the sport.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, golfers are celebrities like never before. But then you still have this whole wide market of people that will golf. You know, they'll kind of hack around. They're not as serious as obviously you, Chuck. They'll hack around on a Saturday or a Sunday. My only pet peeve, honestly, is just, I think I put it in the column, is the 10 or 12 year old kids that are like driving like crazy, crazy people on their golf courts on the roads. I get so ner I do. I get so nervous when I'm driving behind. I'm like, oh, please, please don't hit a speed bump and half. I envision like everybody in the back sort of bouncing in the air and, you know, slow motion movie. And I'm kind of envisioning, you know, coming down hard. Oh man, that scares me. And then the other day I see a dog, and they've got the dog, and the dog's got his, you know, front paws right on like the bar, and there's like nothing holding him. Like, how is he even not jumping out of the cart? I'm like, oh, please get to a golf course soon.
Get to a golf course. Don't be driving.
Well, and kind of to point that out, I mean, here John Elway, was at a party with his manager,
Oh yeah,
and he was
right.
on the back of the cart, and they hit a bump, and the guy whipped back and hit his head on the concrete and died. So,
Your concern is not misplaced there. Just a couple other questions, and then we'll let you go, because I know we've got so much other stuff. But I think it's going to continue to expand. I was reading a thing today about President Trump's granddaughter, Kai Trump, is a golfer. She's, I think, a high school senior now. This killed me. She has an 8.6 name, image, and likeness contract with all of these people. And I think that's a kind of thing. And I just think it's great, you know, that it is expanding it. And you don't have to be, you know, the Country Club Republican. You got all these people who are like, oh, that looks like fun. And you look at it. And I just think it is, as you said too, whatever, for kids and athletics, it's just such a good to be really in any sport. But golf in particular is a kind of thing. And we've talked where, I mean, Chuck and I are, you know, we're in our early 30s. No, I'm kidding.
We have just been very ill. Yeah, we've been very ill. We're in our early 30s, but we've been very sick.
we can play with Rev, right? I mean, we couldn't play lacrosse with him nor hockey, you know? So they're just a lot. I think it's just a great sport, and I'm glad, you know, the people like you see it expanding too.
Oh, I do. And one other thing that you made me think of too when you were saying that was NIL. Now with the merchandising and the money flowing into the individual athletes, even before they turn pro, I think you're going to see even more skilled athletes and people that want to play the sports like golf, because they know that, hey, I don't have to worry about getting and, you know, breaking a leg or getting CTE or getting some major injury. I can play golf for my entire life. You get your brand going, you get your following. Like you said, Chuck, you don't have to be the top golfer to make an incredible living and have fun doing it. And some don't even need to turn pro. I mean, they'll do it during NIL. They'll make lots of money, and they'll already be set for life. So, my goodness, how many sports can say they can do that for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, before we go, tell us a little bit about your company, your documentary films, and what you're working on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Well, we've got a few projects as always cooking. Working on a docudrama, which is based on a real life incident, based on true events here in South Carolina, about a pastor and his young wife who allegedly committed suicide, but is very suspicious. There's all kinds of things going on. Then the pastor gets arrested with accusations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, underage sex trafficking, drugs, whole mess, community protesting, big social media presence. So we have proof of concept scenes on our website now that we shot, www.valmarfilms, V-A-L-M-A-R, valmarfilms.com. And then we're also got a secured some funding, so we're doing something I've been interested in a while, and it's not getting that much attention, but I think it's potentially very important, which is called This Land Is My Land, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is China's Land. And it has to do with China buying up lots of, they're at almost 300,000 acres of farmland now that they own in the U.S. And so I'm helping, hopefully, a documentary like this will help kind of ring the alarm bell on that, because it just doesn't make sense to me when you have your adversary and you kind of like open the gates to the capital and say, come on in, you know, have a room here. I know we're enemies, but why not put you up for the night? It's really, so that makes no sense. So we're working on those two projects and we're shooting, we've got a music video, we're doing all kinds of good stuff, but valmarfilms.com, and love for people to see that. And they can always send us an email there, and we can, you know, to collaborate or shout or just tell us what they're thinking and give us feedback.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Greg. Listen, in the meantime, keep working on your game. And thank you so much for your time today. I really
Appreciate
appreciate it.
it. That's
Oh,
great.
my pleasure, and good luck to your son. That's incredible.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm in so much awe.
Okay. All right. Thank you there. Greg Rapido, award-winning filmmaker, and he had just a new column up, and I thought, given all the golf we've been doing, I thought
Oh,
we
that's
could,
good. He's good. I
yeah,
like him.
he's great. Switching gears, because I see we got a lot of people, oh, tons of comments. We'll kind of do this. Let me talk about Jacobs first, and then I'll go back to talk about the Republican Party politics. Roman Gabriel played for the Steelers. Remember the re immaculate reception, the Super Bowl 10, which was 50 years ago. Ooh, that's old. That's a long time ago. Okay, so back to the, and we'll talk about the DOJ and the grand jury convened into the Russiagate thing. But so the Colorado Republican Party had to file its first FEC report. This is
They didn't plan
basically.
as much before. The party had always filed it every month.
Yeah.
No,
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 no. You
no.
can see why they didn't. So this is from April through June. Okay, April 30, April 1st through June 30th. So this is all Britta. Okay, basically we are in the hole at least $20,000. So the current cash on hand is $84,531. The major debt is owed to Britta Horn's longtime personal attorney, Clenda, $104,813, which is leaving us with a negative balance of $20,282. Never, I mean, hopefully the some of the executive committee people, well, the state party will be like, what on earth has Clenda done in 3 months? I mean, you were a lawyer. I mean, that's a lot to ring up.
Nothing.
I
That's
mean, as a judge,
nothing.
it's like.
A good lawyer could bill that out in a few days. That's not a problem.
I mean, to be
That's not a
clear,
problem.
but here are the things to be concerned about. Remember,
It doesn't take that much. He's billing out $600 an hour.
it's $1 million an
Yeah,
hour.
well,
They would be in way worse trouble if they didn't have the money Dave Williams left me, right? I mean, that's what Hugo Chavez Reyes says. You're right. They'd be totally screwed. So they brought in three one-time maximum donations of $10,000 for a total of $30,000. With these three individuals, the total fundraising under Britta's leadership, where she assured us all she's doing every day, all day, is dialing for dollars, was $75,950, averaging $25,316 a month. Now, when you take out those one-time donations,
But I don't think you should.
basically.
I don't think you should. You got them, so you got them. But just do the math. She's got a $2.4
$1 million
million budget.
budget.
And so you fundraising, if you're raising $25,000 a month, that comes up over 2 years, about $600,000. So you're about $1.8 million short. And Glenda alone will probably get $1.8 million by now.
Exactly. So it's, I mean, there's a lot of questions about this. I mean, and in her budget, she's paying herself. She's paying Alacana. She intends to pay people for their unemployment or insurance and things like that. Where
401k.
it's like, I'm sorry, they're going to pay Heidegger for the leadership stuff, all of this stuff she was going to spend. Her budget was a total farce. She knew it because she'd already had a few months working on this. What did she
No.
think she was going to raise like a bazillion dollars magically? It's, well, and keep
Well,
in
the money
mind.
ever does come in, she spent it, so.
She had some similar issues when she was in Rout County
Well,
too.
she built up a bill. Over whether $600 of interest ought to be paid or not paid by one single landowner, she billed the county, or Clenda did on her behalf, fighting it out for $100,000. So he probably only bills in 100,000 increments,
Yeah, good work
So,
if you can get it.
yeah.
But I mean, it's outrageous. And what's outrageous is, again, theoretically, all they did is they attacked Dave, saying, oh, Dave couldn't raise money. Dave couldn't do this. She
Yeah.
can't raise. Dave did raise money,
He
right?
raised between $2 and $3 million.
Right. So he could have at least supported her budget. But as you said, she's about, even if she continues these numbers, which are probably, you got to figure good, because right now there's no campaigns. I think once a campaign start, people give to the candidates more than the party,
Well,
which
they
they
figured that out
should.
because every day I get one saying, "Do you support A?"
Right.
D. So
Yeah.
Gabe Evans or something like that. Well, give to Gabe Evans through us, and we'll squeeze out half of it.
It's clearly not working. It's clearly not working. And so I think the executive committee needs to, well, one of the other things that I wanted to point out is none of the money in her budget actually goes to any candidates. It all goes to her friends
Candidates?
and a personal attorney.
Who are candidates?
It's kind of like, and then Hugo Chavez says, but hey, at least they paid off the peak Republicans $9,000 in back rent. Well, there we go. You know. Okay, now then we're back to the golfing. Oh, Raymond, I'm sorry. Hugo hasn't been chair. Oh, that's right, Raymond Garcia. I'm sorry. Since December 22nd. Sorry. Maybe those paid staffers and former Coosters will not get paid. All of the hard-earned donations from Charlene due to Dave Williams are being spent on grift. They're already gone. I mean, whatever Dave raises is, I mean,
Long gone.
long gone. They're 20,000 in the hole. But the ex-con didn't vote for the budget. They just kept voting until she got the outcome she wanted. Exactly.
Yeah, we kind of went, oh, what did I
Yeah, people
vote?
kept texting.
I meant the other.
Well, and this goes back to what we've been saying all along for a while now, and that is, keep in mind, this is not as bad as this is, and we got to keep our eye on it. I personally believe this is not a flaw. This is the design. This is the dark money donors, because if you go through the records, there's no Filiantes, there's no Coors,
There's no.
there's none of the big donors, right? And they do not want the Colorado Republican Party to be anything but just a fart,
Dead.
right?
Dead.
Yeah, dead. They want to have
Jungle.
jungle primaries. And the best way to get jungle primaries is to destroy the party, right? And if there's no party, there's no one to fight you in the jungle primaries. That's what they're doing. So that's why they're not giving her any money. And she knew that. I mean, that was
No, she
part of the
didn't know. She
plan.
didn't know
Well,
anything.
I think
She's
maybe.
standing up, and McCoy lost. And the RNC is saying, here's another 200 phone calls you can make, none of which will give you any money.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and they knew it. And she, I mean, I think they
Oh,
just said Britta
she's not
Republican
that
could be chair.
smart.
Well, all
Oh.
right. So I think though, so keep in mind, there's going to be less money coming in. And again, the people with the money are not giving it to the Colorado Republican Party. I don't believe they're giving it to candidates anymore. The Americans for Prosperity is giving it to candidates because they can
Congressional
control them,
candidates.
congressional candidates, but they're going to give it to ballot initiatives. And they already are working on ballot initiatives. There was one where there were two kind of competing labor initiatives. One was like a union-backed one. One was like a business-backed one, backed by John Caldera and the Independence Institute. They
Filiantes, slash Filiantes.
Filiantes. They both came up, and then they agreed to a compromise, and they both took them off the table. Right. So that's how
That's where
they're
the game
fighting.
is. That's where the game is. And all the other people, they're going to caucuses and meeting and executive committee meetings. They don't care anymore. They don't care.
And maybe it says they can give it to the Colorado Hispanic Republicans. There you go.
Yay! Give it to an organization that does something,
That's right. And then Charlena says that's why it's best for MAGA conservatives to leave the party so people will know the GOP is now a farce. It gets harder and harder to argue with that idea,
No, I
Charlene.
disagree totally.
You
Without the
do.
party, you're nothing.
Well, yeah, but
I
they.
mean, if they want you to do that, they want you to leave the party because they don't
Well,
want
that's
it to be.
true. We need to keep fighting there. But it is, so just keep an eye on that. There is not going to be any magical money coming in. Britta's budget will collapse. Alec Hanna will pretty soon realize he's not getting paid, or there is no money to pay him, so he'll go on
Well,
to
he's the only
Creative
one that actually
Pastures.
worked, so he's got to be the first guy's getting money. Then the peak Republicans rent, and then I don't know what else. Website maybe.
I will say, in looking through it and talking to people, I don't, and if anybody out there knows, go ahead and put it in the chat. I don't know that there was anything except for the legal fees. I don't know how Klenda ran up in 3 months,
I
100.
do. Easy. Not a problem,
Well,
Julie.
yeah, but I mean,
He's a quality lawyer.
legitimately ran up
What do you mean legitimate? What are you
$104,000.
talking about, Julie?
He's a lawyer. There we go. Hey, Jacob's got his hand up. Hey, Jacob, what's on your mind?
What does line number two on the Colorado state tax return say?
Oh, do you want to give to the presidential fund or something?
No, what was your reported adjusted gross income on your federal return? Now that you don't have to report your tips, you don't have to report your overtime, you don't have to report your Social Security, that figure just went down. And now, because of that, the state is in a $1 billion hole.
Oh.
That's why they're going to have a special session in a couple of weeks.
Well, they're in a big hole. And also, though, what about all the impact, though, where the federal government is now saying, "Hey, you, Progressive Colorado, we're not going to give you money because you have all of the, you still
Yeah,
have the DEI.
that's
You're
never
not."
going to help you with that Colfax boondoggle.
Yeah, I mean, does that tie into that too, do you think?
Well, if this Colfax boondoggle, that goes right through my neighborhood. That
Yeah.
is a boondoggle. But I will tell you one thing: the USGS has a map of the oil flows from North Dakota down to Texas, and it runs right through the Platte River, right where Elish Gardens is. And all Denver has to do is put a couple of straws down and drill that oil and sell it to Suncor, and they'll make about $1 billion a year.
No, Jacob, we need windmills. We need more
No, no, no,
windmills
no.
and solar. We
But if
need.
this guy, if this mayor is really serious, which I doubt he is, he
No.
knows that we don't have to pay taxes anymore. We don't have to have sales tax. We don't have property tax. And we could even get a windfall like they have in Wyoming, where they pay the taxpayers back every year a couple of bucks.
Yeah,
He could have all this, and he just doesn't want to. I was in at a place called Pico Robertson. It's in part of L.A. And right on the corner of Pico and Robertson, there's an oil derrick, and they've been pumping oil since 1977.
Well, but here's the other thing, though. The other sort of fly in your ointment there, Jacob, is that's where the new, the Bronco, the Kroenke, the Bronco Stadium, I mean, all of that. That's right where that's going to go. I guess maybe that's not going to go there. Maybe they're going to pretend it's a Bronco Stadium and they're going to put an oil field in
That could
there.
be a dome stadium that's really pumping oil.
That
And see,
could be. I
it's
wouldn't put
like,
it past them.
no, they're like, they make everyone think, okay, we won't build a stadium there. We're just going to put in an oil field. And so
No,
that's
they
the
had another
investment.
big, clothes and thing, and they go, "Yeah, that's our new stadium and stuff." And people go, "Wait a minute, those are just oil wells."
That's fine. That's fine. If it pays for the seats, people
There
can
you
go
go.
for less.
All right. Hey, Jacob,
All
thank
right,
you.
be well.
Appreciate the
Bye.
call. Appreciate the call. So I want to talk about that too. So we'll be keeping an eye on the Republican Party stuff. But just before we came on, everybody is now reporting the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, has convened a grand jury, or she's told the federal prosecutor to convene a grand jury to investigate former Obama officials over the Russiagate conspiracy. And this is like sort of the huge first step toward a criminal indictment. Looking at now, it didn't say specifically, at least initially what I read, who they were looking at, but the people who both
Everybody.
Tulsi Gabbard and people in Kash Patel have mentioned before are the former DNI Clapper, former CIA Brennan, and former FBI Director Comey.
If it's a traditional one, you bring in 100 of them.
Oh, well, yeah.
You just start squeezing them down and get them to give false testimony or ostensibly true testimony. But in the federal system, there's no charging by a DA. In the state system,
Right.
you don't need to bring a grand jury. You can do it by yourself in most states. But federally, if you're going to bring charges, you've got to bring in comes a grand jury. And there is the old saying, you can they can prosecute could prosecute you can indict a ham sandwich.
And typically, they exactly, and to that point, I think typically they don't convene a grand jury without every intention of issuing indictments, because otherwise then they just look bad, particularly in a case like this, right, where they're going to
Right.
raise everybody's expectations. And here's what I have to say about it, because you read a lot of things about, well, could it, does it rise to criminal this, does it rise to criminal that? I don't care, right? I don't care. I understand how the criminal justice system works, and I understand, I mean, I
Or
think,
doesn't.
yeah, and I think because of the raid in Mar-a-Lago, they could probably bring this in Florida, not necessarily DC. But torture him. The way they tortured Trump and all of the people associated with Trump, right? They brought bogus charges that they knew they couldn't prove, that they knew weren't even true, that they knew were actual lies, and they prosecuted slash persecuted them anyway. And look at Tina Peters, right? She's paid with her, years in prison so far. And I say, do the same to them. So, because theoretically, if you're a prosecutor, you're not supposed to bring a case that you don't think you can prove, as James Comey pointed out with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, screw that. I mean, those rules, Republicans better not follow those, because those rules have been thrown out by the Democrats. It's like lawfare, right? It's like warfare. And that's what you need to
Which
use the
really brings
lawfare.
up the big question: where is this grand jury?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't say yet, but I was saying, for the way I understand it, they can kind of bring it up where, I mean, you can twist it wherever. You can say, well, where was the last crime committed,
Oh
right?
no, it's a
It could be.
conspiracy. I mean, the conspiracy includes the raid on Mar-a-Lago and everything else. it'll really tell you how serious they are, because they bring it in D.C., you're
That,
going to get a judge.
yeah, I don't think they will.
No, well, where are they? If they do it down in Florida, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's what I think. It's like they made a mistake. Well, they made numerous mistakes. They didn't count on Trump getting elected again,
Well, they
right?
did everything they could to prevent that.
Right, exactly. Okay, or get, you know, get, and this is exactly true too. Get the lower ones to turn over on the bigger ones. Keep working your way up the ladder. And Charlene, their big conspiracy will surely break down. Good point, Chuck, she says, on Florida. Yeah, I think, well, we're already seeing that, right? Some of the whistleblowers, because there are some people who are saying, well, we don't know where this came from, or, you know, the mainstream media has been, the little reporting they're doing on it, completely trying to spin it in that, oh, this is a hoax itself too. But now you've got whistleblowers coming forward and saying, no, I was one of those who raised the objection and said, wait, no, this is, we're making this up. This isn't true. And they're coming forward now.
You know, just thinking about criminal charges you can bring, which we all do it late at night, kind of, what criminal charges could they bring? But one of the criminal charges they can bring, and I'm not sure what it fits under, but Brennan told Obama all about Hillary Clinton planning to fake it and bring phony collusion charges. And the only reason we know that is because Ratcliffe found Brennan's notes. And I don't know, Brennan had a bad day and he left his notes around. But now, you know, if you're on the Gang of Eight or anything else, they have an obligation to tell you that that's what's going on. And Brennan didn't. And I don't know what statute you'd say where a CIA chief refuses to inform Congress of pertinent information that he's given to
Some
the
kind of
president.
professional misconduct, or
Well,
I
obstruction of justice,
mean,
obstruction of something.
yeah.
I mean,
I don't even care. I just torture them. If I have
yeah.
a, if I have a beef
Forget the trial,
with
bring out the rack.
Exactly. Just put all the federal charges you can think of in a hat, and then just reach in and pull out five for each of them and charge them with it. That's what they did to Donald
That's the
Trump.
way to do it.
Well, look at the ridiculous stuff they fought, that E. Jean Carroll stuff, the stuff about his the real estate in Manhattan.
Yeah.
All of that was completely bogus, but that didn't stop them.
It
And
didn't stop them, and it didn't stop the judicial system.
no, and
Didn't
now.
stop the judicial system. Oh, yes, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I hope it's not a compromised prosecutor like Trey Gowdy or John Durham. Exactly. Hopefully not. Well, I'd imagine it might be. Well, I don't know.
Well, it
Would it
is
be
going to
more
be
than
tough.
one?
Who are you going to get to be the prosecutor? Pam Bondi is not a good trial lawyer. Didn't purport to be. Do they have good trial lawyers? Most of them are Democrats.
But put
So,
Jeanine Pirro in there.
Janine Pirro, she could. They could have. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
If they release tough-looking photos like they did of John Durham, we're screwed.
Right.
Well,
He looked so mean, didn't he?
the other couple other things regarding this that I think are somewhat interesting, and again, you got
You
to
know, just
more.
for that point, the one thing that Jack Smith was a perfect appointment because he looked so serious. He looked so prosecutorial. So, you know, I'm going to do justice. And so he's a total joke.
Now they're looking at him too.
Yeah, now looking at him, the key is the optics. You got to have some kind of good looking prosecutor who's going to.
J.D. Vance do it.
JD can do it.
Well,
I don't think he has a legal degree, but maybe he does.
that's so
So what?
what?
All the rules are out.
That's right. One other thing that I find interesting, and polls, you know, can be whatever anymore. I'm just so skeptical of them. But there was a poll that Miranda Devine in New York Post was talking about it, where she said that the average person is actually paying a little bit more attention to the whole Russiagate thing now, which is
Which is good
good.
because it's incredibly
It
complicated, to tell
is.
you the truth.
And what's also interesting, by the same token, if you notice, all of the corporate mainstream fake news media keep trying to scream Epstein, Epstein. That's not going anywhere
No.
with people. That hasn't impacted. Nobody cares about Epstein, right? That hasn't hurt Trump at all, except among the people that are, you know, we're Democrats. We already had a 90% disapproval rating. So I think that's really good that you have people in the United States not really paying attention to the Trump Epstein scandal, of which there isn't one, and they are paying attention to the Russia Gate hoax. We'll see. And, you know, as always, my prediction is we will be disappointed at whatever prosecution comes through. But in the meantime, I am just saying, just torture him, don't you think?
Well, you have to remember that Pam Bondi brought really shitty charges against George Zimmerman and appointed her campaign manager, who was a prosecutor in that district. And they brought a total bogus lawsuit, criminal charges against Zimmerman. and he was found innocent of them all.
Right.
That's good news. You think, well, that kind of sucks. No, that's good news, which shows that she doesn't have any morals. And that's what we need. We need more people without any morals.
Also, we're willing to accomplish a complete.
Yeah.
Okay, and not sure that I want the FBI to be going through Michelle Obama's undies like they did to Melania Trump. Yikes. Yeah. Well, even Trump acknowledges that that probably Obama has immunity. And you know, there's
Well,
some of
once
the.
again, you have a choice. You can take a position. I don't know if he has immunity or not. I don't know the ins and outs. That has to be determined by the courts. So we'll charge him as part of the one, and the court is as an affirmative defense. He can say, "I have immunity," and the court can
Yeah, that's
determine
what they
whether he
do.
does.
You can charge him. That's what
Yeah,
they did to Trump, right? Go ahead and
and
charge
say if you
him.
have immunity, well, that's for the courts to decide. And if he does have immunity, fine. Then he's an unindicted co-conspirator.
And in the meantime, you can go search his house and things like that.
Yeah, his
So,
underwear drawer.
and from Charlene, all the diverters from the Epstein blackmailing ring controlled by Mossad and the intelligence community. These puppets can all be replaced by those with real power. Yeah, but I think though, the fact that people are paying attention, I would say that no matter what happens, I think several things have happened over the last few years that have completely. I mean, for instance, I looked before we came on the show, so about the DOJ convening a grand jury to look into the Russiagate conspiracy, right? Nothing on the Hill, nothing on Politico, nothing on ABC, nothing on CNN, right? They haven't covered this story. Politico did, I think, in the past month, 200 Epstein stories. I read something like that.
Good.
Insane, right? Zero on this. And that's okay because if more people are paying attention, well, then obviously more people are paying attention to the news sources that are reporting on these things. And then they're realizing, well, why isn't this on ABC? I think that the intelligence community is being undercut. I think the trust in the mainstream media has been completely eroded. And both of those things, I think, are good. And I think are not, it's going to be really hard to regain them. So, because for instance, if what we were talking before, if you would have said 6 years ago, would you have believed that this and this and this, you'd be like, no, right? And now
Well,
you're
can
like,
you
of course.
remember when the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton? We thought they was investigating Hillary Clinton. We
Yeah.
really did. And when Comey said, "Hey, wait a minute, we've got this new evidence, we're reopening it up." You go, "Oh, they're reopening it up and look at the new evidence." Moron. No, they didn't reopen it up.
No.
They said, "We have this special thing, kind of a pre-AI deal that we can go through all the documents." It was all bullshit. They
Right.
didn't look at anything.
Right.
And it just, I mean, it's just.
Now we know that. And so now, and the Hunter Biden laptop thing, all of that. And I think that is, I think probably to me anyway, the best news of all, whether people get indicted, which I hope they do, and get
Please.
and convicted, which I hope they do, even if they don't, I think the ability to manipulate for the intelligence community, the government, the corporate media to manipulate the public, I think has been severely eroded anymore.
And this is another good thing. I mean, one of the things that the other side, the left, were screaming about was that Merrick Garland was slow bringing on a special prosecutor to bring charges against Trump. It took months before Jack Smith. And what happened is they're right, because then Trump got elected and all the charges had to be dismissed. Well, we've got 2.5 years, which isn't a long time in legal terms. And so they need to get started yesterday, which they did. And
Yeah.
so, I mean, they have to begin the process of charging people relatively early, and see if they can get, like Sidney Powell,
Well, and work the way
pleaded
up the
guilty.
ladder. Right. Yeah,
Walked it by the,
well, exactly. Jenna, what's her name? You know what I mean? I mean, enforced, General Flynn was put in a bad spot.
he
Right.
pled guilty, yeah,
Force
and
those
then put it
people.
back and all.
And the only people really who are going to benefit from all of this are lawyers. I mean, if you're
Oh,
like,
who cares? That's who should.
I
My God, Julie, you don't know what your rare
such
view of
a
attorneys are. It's askew.
Britta Horn's attorney. He's going to quit the Colorado GOP, and he's like, I'm going to get involved in this
Oh,
Russia nonsense. Yeah, well, these people got a lot of money. There's a lot of money
Federal
being. It's
government.
like, I am not impressed, Britta. You owe me $104,000, and I'm not really sure where that's going to come from. So
He'll go through her underwear drawer.
I'll go. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just start. I'm going to jump off of the sinking ship. One other thing, another piece of really good news is And we'll have to see how it all plays out. But the federal government has also announced it's going to be looking at states and making significant moves to try to purge voter rolls, to get rid of people who
Yeah,
don't belong.
they had all those phony organizations started by Democrats, and I forget the names of
Now,
them right now.
to unpurge the voter rolls.
Well, it's supposed to help purge the voter rolls and go through three or four states
Eric.
and take Eric, right, which the Democrats got a hold of and corrupted to death. But now, now you have somebody who wants to actually purge the voter rolls, and that'll be a shock.
Well, I imagine that Jenna Griswold refused to. The Post has been trying to play this up. The Post has been for a while saying, hey, people are calling county clerks and asking for their voter rolls. Like, okay. And it's like from the government. It's like, okay. Ooh. Well, the only reason you would be worried about that is if you had stuff to hide. So I don't know how that plays out in a state like Colorado, right? Where there would be, I mean, I would imagine Jenna Griswold would be like, I'm not going to turn it over, or you're the, who knows?
Sure.
I do know this. I think we can rest assured, which says everything you need to know, right? That Colorado will fight tooth and nail, the Democrats in control, to not let anyone see the voter rolls so that they can't be purged, right? You would think they would be like, yeah, I think we're pretty clean, but hey, if we're not, help us clean it up.
Well,
It's
one of
like,
the
no.
interesting things of this news cycle is Texas has decided to,
Yeah.
at Trump's thing, to redistrict and hopefully gain four seats. And so the Democrats are saying, well, New York or California, one of the states that if you'd want to do is Colorado. They had a independent commission that actually drew up pretty fair seats, and it's 50-50. Four Colorado congressmen are Republicans. They go, wait a minute,
Yeah, we
we
can't
could
have
gerrymander that baby for a lot
it.
better result than that.
Well, and in Texas, I think now Abbott, so the Democrats all left, so they couldn't vote on it. Now
Yeah,
Abbott's
up
saying
in Chicago,
he's gonna file against them or replace them. I don't know. That's kind of playing out. But there again, it just tells you something, right? The Democrats have nothing, right? Rather than saying, okay, we'll work with you and we're gonna be orderly and we're gonna do the redistricting the way it should be done, they like leave, right? It's like rather than saying, well, that's right, why don't we just do the right thing? They're like, no, they'll fight tooth and nail.
Well,
Kind of like
thing or not, but
The city of Denver, and the Denver Post, rather than actually cleaning up all of the decay that's going on, what do? They want to
we
fight
have to
the,
do a whole show on.
yeah, we have to, they fight
The
against
Denver
that
Post
do better
article on
Denver.
Do Better Denver deserves a whole show.
Oh, it's insane what the Denver Post did
Maybe
there.
Wednesday we do a whole segment.
It's, we've got, you know what, we have Janet Joshi has announced for Senate. He's going to run against
Oh,
Hickenlooper.
okay.
And so we're going to have him on Wednesday. But yeah, again, the Democrats, I think, it's a little bit probably too early to start talking about the midterms a lot, but and
Well,
I don't think,
everybody's thinking about
but
them
it not
down
in
in Texas and everything else.
really, and I just think, typically, you would expect the Democrats to have a good midterm, but they got nothing really, right? If you're, I mean, their polling numbers are worse than they've ever been before, and again, polls being what they are, but you got to ask, why
Well,
would you vote for a
well,
Democrat?
but the generic polls, to the extent you can believe any of these bastards, show the Democrats are up 2 or 3 points, which would be that would be a flip of the House.
I think a lot of it depends on how the economy does, right?
Well, or how they tell us the economy,
Well,
how the new Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us we're doing great against
when they
Spain.
said the jobs, it's like that's all apparently attributed to like federal government workers losing their jobs, which is fine, and also illegal immigrants losing their jobs. So, it's actually when you're looking at the employment numbers for legal citizens who are not government
Well, but
employees
they don't
are
matter.
going up, right? It's
Either
like
way,
we don't care about those people.
those
So
people are
Then
trash.
they wonder why no one's voting for them anymore. So, anything else that you had?
Well, I got tons. So
You
we
think
got a
got a
minute,
minute?
minute and a half, so
We
it's
will save on that. But yeah, let's see. The Dems have the unit. Yeah, they have the unit party. They have Thune. Yeah, there is that going on.
Oh, one really, really great news. As you may have noticed, whenever the Republicans go into negotiations with Democrats, they get fleeced. I mean, they get utterly fleeced. When they did comprehensive immigration reform and they did that whole thing with McConnell, with Schumer, they got trashed. When they did the thing, okay, we'll give you the appellate. This is great. They told the Republicans, look, we've got all these judicial appointments we can't get through. Tell you what, if you'll okay all our district court ones, we'll let you have the appellate court. ones, because you love the appellate courts, right? And so they're, oh, well, that's a good deal. Yeah, okay. So they approved, some huge number of district court ones. And so when it came to the appellate courts, most of the appellate court ones were Democrats who were retiring to have Biden appoint a Democratic replacement. They all withdrew their appointments. So it was all, there are only a few left. They're kind of, okay, let's appoint all
So
these
the
judges.
Republicans
There's
won.
like two left. There's only two. And they got, so anyway, that goes to, so now they, what you got hundreds of kind of irrelevant kind of ones as well as judicial ones and so forth. And they say, what's to stop you from doing it? Now, the Republicans to do two things. One, they can actually just push it through by staying on weekends or the break, which they won't do because they're. Or they can just change the rules. Say, no, you can't do that. We'll just change the rules. Now, they never expect Republicans to change the rules. But so they were getting close to a deal, which would have been giving billions to worthless Democratic causes in return for them getting some worthless appointments in. And Trump said, screw them, said, go to hell.
Not gonna
And so,
do
not going to do the deal. And Schumer went wild. How dare you walk away from the table, you snizzly, snarky
This is from Leo Chuck. Do Republican golf balls go right and Democrat
snooker?
balls go left? There you go. Hey, and on Wednesday we're gonna have Janet Joshian. He ran. He was a former Colorado legislator, great guy. Ran for in the primary against Gabe Evans and has now decided he is going to jump in the race for Senate in Hickenlooper seat. So we'll have him in on Wednesday. In the meantime, goodbye everybody on Zoom. Thank you all, and we'll see you on
Watch
Wednesday.
Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah.
Make you happy.
All right. See everybody later.
Bye bye.